Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, depending on what the business conditions are, depending upon what the economy is, business people will tend to react appropriately for those particular conditions. So if the economy is not doing well, if people start to see signs that their business is falling off, they'll start paying attention. They'll start paying attention to customers. They'll start paying attention to potential customers, customers that they've lost. They'll start looking at every single expense that they have. They'll start evaluating their staffing and their employees to make sure that they're properly staffed. They will be looking at everything. But when we have an economy like we have today that's just roaring right along, what happens is that people start to assume that business is going to be good forever. And, of course, I'm not seeing any terrible things happening in the next couple years. I think business will continue to be excellent for everyone. But what's going to happen during this time is we're going to start to have creep. We're going to have expensive creep. We're going to have hiring creep. We're going to be putting ourselves in a situation where we're making this bloated organization that's not running efficiently. We have to run our business in good times, just like we run them in bad times. We have to make sure that we're looking to see that we are appropriately staffed. We have to watch our expenses. We have to look and see who we're hiring. We have to see what productivity we're getting out of our organization. We have to see what we need to change. We have to see what we need to increase. If things are going well, we need to make sure that we're continuing to prosper, that we're continuing to make a profit. We can't just assume that everything is just fine and we don't have to pay attention to it at all. And that's pretty much what happens. People don't pay attention. Things are good, profits rolling in. They don't realize that their business is getting out of control. They don't realize that they've hired the wrong people or too many people, or inflation has raised prices on the goods and services that they buy. So what happens down the road? The profits erode because nobody was paying attention. As the CEO, president, or business owner, you have to have an understanding of your business. You have to have an understanding of your financial statement. You have to be checking all the time, and you have to be reminding people that we need to run things efficiently. We need to run them well. We need to run them well for the customer or the client. We need to run them well to create the culture in the business. We need to run them well because if we do pay attention and run a smooth operation that really has a purpose, that everybody understands what we are driving to and why we are doing it and the need of keeping the customer. Not that we can go out and just find a customer anytime we want. Customers are valuable. The prospects that we have are valuable. We have to treat them with respect. We have to make sure that we're meeting the needs. We have to make sure that our presentations are hitting the mark so when we talk to the prospect, we can actually have an opportunity to do business with them. Don't assume anything. The more successful you are, the more careful you need to be. If you're not careful, then you're going to find, even though business is good and business is booming, your business may not be one of those that's profitable. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.